Well, in order to get belly to belly with more people, you need to be more intentional with how you do your follow-up. So that would be kind of the thing that I would say around the perfect follow-up structure that is like.
Welcome to the No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents podcast. Working as a real estate agent can be incredibly rewarding and fulfilling, but it can also be frustrating if you aren't making the money you deserve. So if you're ready to end the stressful cycle of working hard for no results, then get started with a proven step-by-step system so that every month is no broke months.
Cody May is the CEO of Sheridan ST. He is also the co-author of the Amazon best-selling book What If You Could? The Mindset Business Blueprint for Your Life of Purpose, and is the host of the Sheridan ST podcast, Listen Here, and is an expert at paid advertising, sales, and communications, and coaches entrepreneurs on those topics. Coda's mission is to help over 1 million entrepreneurs experience passion and exuberant energy in their personal and professional lives. In this interview, Cody will discuss the best follow-up system for real estate agents in 2022.
My name is Dan Roshan, and I'm the host of the No Broke Months podcast, which is a show for real estate agents that's designed to help you have no broke months. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy the show. Hello, consistent, predictable income community. Today, I'm Dan Roshan, and I'm joined with Cody May. And Cody is going to talk to us about the best follow-up systems for real estate agents for you to follow today in 2022. And a little bit about Cody. He's the CEO of a company called Sheridan Street. And he's also the co-author of the Amazon best-selling book, What If You Could? The Mindset and Business Blueprint for Your Life of Purpose. I freaking love that book. Cody, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, Cody and I had a conversation just last week, and I was just thinking, I just love being around people like you, Cody. So I just want to share that in the onset here, man. It's just like so exciting for me to hang out with you today.
I'm pumped. You know, the feeling is mutual, man. Like, we did the podcast last week and just so much value provided to our audience. I'm excited to be able to provide some value to yours.
All right. So the best follow-up system for real estate agents. Tell us more.
Yeah, it's interesting. I had this conversation on literally last Wednesday with we were in Miami at NAREP, National Association of Hispanic Realtors, and did this presentation around like the four things you need to consider in order to actually create great follow-up for your business. And there's four key elements that I would love to tackle with you today. And the first one is like frequency. I think the first and foremost thing that a lot of agents, they generally know the frequency element, where it's like, hey, if you follow up with a lead seven times or more, you increase your contact rate by 70%. So the frequency element behind it is like coming up with a solution where it's time blocked in your calendar. When are you going to actually follow up? And how you're going to follow up is really the key thing. So there's four key elements I would love to unpack with you today. One is frequency, one is fast, one is intentional, and the second and the fourth thing is the tools. And I would love to unpack that with you today.
Let's do it.
Last week, we went through a pretty cool follow-up method with them around these four things that every real estate agent really needs to consider. And we call it the perfect follow-up structure, the perfect follow-up model. And so the first thing that real estate agents need to consider when they do follow up is speed. You know, speed to lead is so important, making sure that you follow up with a lead within 5 minutes. You know, this could be call, this could be via email, this could be via text message, making sure that we have clarity around that. So,
all right. So speed to lead.
Speed to lead is number one. I have my slide here. Awesome. We are good to go here. So we're going to flip through this and I'm going to go right to the perfect follow-up model. So this is called the perfect follow-up model, perfect follow-up structure. So the first thing that we need to consider when we're actually generating leads online is like, how consistent are we in actually following up? Like, using a tool like PhoneBurner or using a tool like VTDial, generally when we work with real estate agents, we'll generally use a power dialer because we can get the lead faster with an actual power dialer. So rather than sitting there and manually dialing every single lead, you know, if you decide that you want to actually do great follow-up, having some sort of software that allows you to power dial allows you to get leads to leads faster. So there's a tool that we use called Phone Burner that allows our call center to essentially claim a lead within 5 minutes. You can, I think you can purchase a seat for like close to like $200. So if you hire an ISN on your team, you want to make sure that they have a power dialer so they have the ability to dial leads fast and they can claim leads within 5 minutes and that those phone calls are consistently going to those actual leads immediately. And interesting stat that really drives our agency whenever we work with clients is speed. So we know that if we follow up with a lead within 5 minutes, we can actually increase our conversion rate by 100 times. And essentially what that means for us more than anything is the fact that the speed to lead allows us in the moment to actually get immediately to the actual end consumer to make sure that we can have a conversation about buying and selling real estate. Because whatever they submitted their information for, we want to make sure that they don't have an opportunity in order to change their mind in order to have that conversation we're looking to have. And there's different scripting and language. If I could, like, you know, a lot of people are like, okay, if I get to the lead within 5 minutes, what do I say to them? I want to give you some value here. So what we teach our clients is that, has anyone taken the time in 2022 to have a conversation with you about the top three things you need to consider in order to win in the market today? And they're going to say, of course, they haven't. And what you're going to say to that lead that you speak with within 5 minutes, he's like, why don't we why don't we sit down and have a conversation at Starbucks and talk about so that we can help you make an informed, intelligent decision about how you win in the market today. So when you get to that lead within 5 minutes, you essentially want to follow that framework. Why don't we so that? You're going to ask them like, and that's going to allow you to book more in-person buyer consults. So if you're running Facebook ads or Google ads or YouTube ads, whatever ads you're running, if you can get to the lead immediately and you can have that conversation and ask them that open-ended question, like that yes or no question, has anyone taken the time in order to chat with you about the three most important things you need to consider in order to win in the market today or in order to find that home dream property? We found that that speed to lead has been super effective.
Do you have talking points for those three? I mean, if they nail you down on those three without getting the face-to-face, how do you handle that?
Say that one more time.
So what if I'm the consumer and I say, no one's talked to me about that. What are the three things?
So you talk about the rates. You talk about what's happening in the market today, like as far as rates, and like you essentially come at them with stats and like what, like where is the market, like from 2019 to 2022?
Okay.
Are rates going to go up or rates going to go down? So you can talk to them about rates. You can talk to them about what's happening in your current market, and you can talk to them about off-market properties. So you would create the framework or that you essentially want to create. For some of our agents, they talk about the rates. Some of them, they talk about the inventory. Some of them talk about the off-market properties that they have access to. You know, if you're talking to a buyer specifically, this is one of the best times for buyers to buy because now they have the ability to go in with conditional offers. Will every conditional offer be accepted? Of course not, but at least you have the ability to educate them on the market. Like we were at NAREP event and in Fort Lauderdale on Thursday of last week. And there was a bunch of lenders in the room. And I was really shocked with the access to capital that these lenders have. Like they're
trying to loan the money.
They're trying to loan out the money. There's 17,000 in certain areas, in certain counties, there's $17,000, there's 17 grand worth of free grant money available to first-time homebuyers. And these first-time homebuyers don't know. So you could even lead with that. Like when you get them on the phone, you're like, has anyone talked to you about how we can get you access to $17,000 worth of money for your first purchase of your home? They're going to be like, I didn't even know this existed. I think that there's an element of when you get to a lead fast, you can have that conversation where you educate them on the market, what's happening currently. And that conversation we have found is best happened in person. So we can get them from a speed to lead to a meeting. That's what we always recommend when we work with our clients.
All right. So why don't we blank so that blank? And that's the framework to be able to get them face to face.
Exactly.
Why don't we get together at Starbucks so that we can talk about and learn more about what your needs are.
100%. You can talk about like, and that allows you to become a knowledge broker in the industry. It allows you to more than anything, you know, come at them with facts about what's actually happening in your local market. The thing that like with all this money that's in the marketplace right now with these lenders, like another interesting stat that when we were at the NAREP event, this is why speed to lead is so important, is because the vast majority of people get their information from friends and family. So the vast majority of homebuyers think they need 20% down. It's not the truth. but they don't know that.
Yeah, it's never
been. It's never been the truth, but that's the truth for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So that's the importance of like speed to lead. It's like your opportunity is there by simply providing the education, because like mom and dad said, hey, you need 20% down in order to purchase a property, when actually that's not the case. And it's never been the case, but they don't know that because they go to Uncle John over in, you know, Memphis, who says, hey, you need 20% down in order to purchase a property. And they don't know about the all these opportunities. That's kind of the, like, I just wanted to stress the importance of speed to lead, because that's your opportunity more than anything to educate them to book an in-person meeting. Anyone doing speed to lead right now, and anyone focused on frequency, meaning 7 touch points increase your contact rate by 70%. Anyone focused on speed and frequency, your focus should always be to ask for the in-person meeting.
Okay.
And that's like, yep.
So speed to lead, 7 touch points with frequency. And I'm going to add on to that speed to lead.
Yeah.
And I'm going to change that slightly and see if you agree to this. Yes. Speed to lead, 100% speed to lead, and speed to process. Because I think one of the things that a lot of agents sort of lose sight of is every single moment throughout a potential transaction that goes by, every single day, every single week, every single month, means that the likelihood of that transaction never happening increases exponentially. So when you consider the entire sales journey as a linear process, introduce them to the lender, the lender has a conversation with them, the lender qualifies them, the next conversation with you, et cetera. And when you condense every one of those steps as quickly as possible, then it's not just speed to lead, but it's speed to the next step, every single step. Would you agree with that, Cody?
I 100%. And that's where the intention is what I call it comes in.
Okay,
you know, So you need to build a process that everyone goes through. Like, what is a red? I always encourage any client we work with, what is a red carpet experience look like for every single lead that comes in your database? Like, what does that look like? Is that, you know, off market properties? Is that a VIP list? Is that a phone call once a week? Is that a voice note? Is that, hey, because a lot of people, what they'll do, and I see this with real estate agents all across the nation, it's like, here's my lender's number. Like,
good luck with that.
Is that a red carpet experience? Or is like me creating a group chat in WhatsApp or in Slack with that lead and making that warm transfer? Like, what is more of a red carpet experience? Or me actually going above and beyond and making that connection to 3 different lenders and explaining to them that, hey, I'm going to create a group chat on Slack with 3 different lenders. You can choose what lender you want. I recommend you interview all 3 of them, because we want to make sure that we actually get you access to the best rates in the market today. We want to make sure that there's money available in the marketplace. We know for a fact that, you know, Citibank, I think it was Citibank, or there was another bank that is offering a $17,000 grant for first-time homebuyers. There's money in the marketplace currently. My question becomes, how can we roll out a red carpet experience with intention? That requires time block time in your calendar. That requires, like you mentioned, actually building out a process and a system. We call it a standard operating procedure. Maybe it's using Loom. So a great example we teach our clients is that once you you know the property search criteria, maybe the follow-up isn't just like a phone call. Maybe it's a Loom video that you record on a weekly basis saying, hey, Miss Customer, we saw that you were recently looking for 2 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms. Did you have an opportunity to actually see this property, 123 Main Street? It actually fits all of your criteria. It's literally a 2-minute video you record on Loom. You share your screen, you walk them through, you show them, and then you send that as your follow-up. So that's more of a red carpet experience. And then there's other things that we use as far as intention, like deal of the week, making sure that everyone gets updates on like properties in the market. You know, one of my favorite people in the world, Sharon Savatsa, talks about deal of the week, market updates. How consistently are you communicating, and how intentionally are you communicating with the people that are in your database, or the people that are on what we call your VIP search list, is what we teach. But like, you're 100% right. You need a process, and we call it the red carpet experience. You need that red carpet experience process that every single person goes through, that you know that, okay, when this happens, this happens. When this happens, this happens. That is really what makes great follow-up, is having a systematic approach to how you deal with every single lead and every single prospect that you work with.
Sounds sort of like the CPI CRM to me, but go on, Cody. Tell us more.
Yeah.
If you're looking for No Broke Months, I invite you to join the 5-day challenge for free. Save your seat at 5daylistingchallenge.com. That's the number 5daylistingchallenge.com. You'll learn how to take listings in today's market without cold calling, door knocking, or begging. That's 5daylistingchallenge.com. We help real estate agents have no broke months.
Tools. So tell us about tools.
Yeah. So tools, you know, is like, it's reminders, it's automation, it's using a CRM. Like I always say that, like, you know, part of the perfect follow-up structure that we talk about, you know, perfect follow-up model in 2022 is everyone has a CRM, or they should have a CRM. A lot of agents ask me all the time, like, what is the best CRM? The CRM, in my opinion, is the one that you use.
Yeah.
Like the one you're in every single day updating. I always say, like, from a tool perspective, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to go one to many? Are you trying to go one to one? Like, are you trying to, you know, email blast? A lot of our clients have multiple tools that they use in order to actually make sure that they're servicing their clients at a really high level. You know, what's your project management software? Are you using Monday? Are you using Asana? Like, how do you actually track where people are at? That would be a tool. You know, Loom is a tool that allows you to, it's free, it doesn't cost you anything. It's a tool that allows you to change up the way that you do follow up, allows you to be more intentional. Is it a voice note? So do you put people in Slack? Do you put people in WhatsApp? How are you communicating with them? But as far as from a CRM perspective, the encouragement I would give them is, like, what we say, where we find some of the best results, specifically when you're working with an ISA or when you're working with, you know, like when you're trying to get people over the finish line faster, is that does your CRM or have the ability to set people up on a property search? So are you using KV Core? If you're using KV Core, it should seem so simple, but who is following up with the people who is that actually view properties? Like, what is your process there? That's how you use tools to be intentional, where it's like, hey, Mr. Jones, we saw you recently favorited or you viewed 123 Main Street. It actually fits your criteria perfectly. Do mornings or afternoons work better in order to go see the property, see if it's the right fit for you and your family? That type of intention and those types of tools that you use, but the only way that you actually can set intention is through using tools. And that's why they're so intertwined to each other. What we've come to realize over the last couple of years is that people have tools, but they don't have intention. So they don't use the tools that the way that tools are meant to be used. So, and maybe this echo the same sentiment is, like, you know, making sure that your CRM has some sort of IDX built into it. So you can actually set people up on property searches, provide a high amount of value. And then how are you communicating with them on a weekly basis? Is it email? Is it text message? Is it voice note? Like, what does that process look like? What does that red carpet experience look like that actually gets people into homes, into your car, belly to belly, face to face, so that you can sell more homes, sign more contracts, and get more deals? But it takes all four. Like you mentioned, it takes the frequency. It needs to be fast. It needs to be intentional. And it also needs, you need to have the tools in place in order to do follow-up well.
Yeah. And what you're saying, Cody, is even like with the video, for example, how many viewers right now, how many listeners, how many of you are using video daily? When you're converting, I just did a video for a guy 2 hours ago. He was annoyed with me because I didn't follow up with him in what he thought was an appropriate amount of time. Great. So I did a complete CMA, but not just the CMA. I did a market analysis. I talked to him about what's going on in the marketplace. I talked to him about how the inventory has declined, what demand versus the supply is. I talked to him about all the market economics, put it together in a quick 2.5 minute video, sent it off to him, and he's already replied to me on email. And now I've got the next setup set. And it took me 2.5 minutes after a bad conversation to say, okay, great. It wasn't a horrible conversation, but it wasn't great. Say, hey, listen, can I just email you some information? If I email to you, would you take a second to watch it? Yes, yes, great. Did a quick video, did the market analysis, the economic analysis, sent him the video. Boom. Okay, tell me more. And it could be that simple.
It doesn't have to be tough. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, a lot of the stuff is not rocket science when it comes to follow up. Like, I think what, like, obviously you said that, I love what you said, the speed to process, I think is so, so important. But it's like thinking outside the box, like, you know, doing something differently. I think, like, you know, in follow up, you know, in order to drive results, even for your clients, like if you have a listing available in the marketplace, like who in your office can you write up an email and send an email to their database so that you can get more people to show up for your open houses? are all things that you need to consider. And this is like why I think from the perfect follow-up model, like you mentioned, intention is half the battle. Like everything you mentioned with what you did around that video, like explaining what's happening in the market. Now you compiled that into a 2-minute video. So it took you 2.5 minutes to record. And that's probably going to get you an in-person meeting because he's going to be thinking in the back of his head is like, well, how much more knowledge does Dan have? Like, why would I, like, who else is doing that? Like, no one.
Nobody.
No one's doing it. So if you could be more intentional with your follow-up and like, you know, actually have different entry points, maybe it's a voice note, maybe like, you know, if like you don't have the time, maybe it's just a quick voice note. Like you could have ideally, you didn't have to do video. You could record that as a voice note and send it to him. Like if you're not comfortable on video, it's finding the way that you communicate best and then being intentional with how you get the right information out in front of them so that they can make an informed, intelligent decision. Even that framework we gave you earlier on, you know, why don't we sell that? That could even be in the form of like an email if you're better written. But like, as far as from attention perspective, you know, voice notes, videos, Loom videos, you can even do a Loom video. You don't have to actually show your face on screen. You can just have a mic and show like just the Loom video and like explain and like have a Word doc open with all of the information, record a quick Loom. If you're not comfortable on camera, he won't see your face. And it's just a matter of using the tools and the tech in order to actually effectively communicate your message that you can get that in-person meeting. Because if we know that if we can get belly to belly with people, I speak with real estate agents all the time. They're like, if I could just get belly to belly with more people, I would have more sales. It's like, well, in order to get belly to belly with more people, you need to be more intentional with how you do your follow-up. So that would be kind of the thing that I would say around the perfect follow-up structure that is like, in my opinion, one of the most important elements. Obviously, you need the leads to begin with. But once you have the leads, and most people have that database, it becomes the question of like, how do I effectively communicate my value to them? And that's like exactly what you did with that video is a great effective way to explain your value.
I recently wrote the book, Real Estate Evolution, the 10-step guide to CPI, consistent and predictable income for real estate agents. I wrote this book because I have sold real estate since 2007 and developed an immense amount of experience and knowledge. During my journey, I've witnessed hundreds and maybe even thousands of real estate agents fail in this business. And I firmly believe that that's a shame. In Real Estate Evolution, I will show you the exact steps that I have used as a real estate salesperson to sell 1 to 15 homes every single month for the past 129 consecutive months. It took me more than 2 decades to learn the sales and persuasion techniques and more than 1 decade to master the real estate sales techniques to be able to produce the content that makes up this book. And it took me more than a year to write at a pace of 3 hours every single day. If you're a real estate agent and you're looking for consistent and predictable income in your business, I invite you to get the book, Real Estate Evolution. And you can get that by visiting www.therealestateevolution.com. And I'll even give it to you for free as long as you pay for the postage.
So we're looking at speed of lead or speed of process, as I said, or speed of lead, as you say, and I agree with both. Frequency, 7 touch points is what I heard you say. Intentionality and tools. Let's go back to those touch points. So what would those touch points be? Let's say, and would they be different if I get a referral from my B&I networking group versus a lead from Zillow? Are they the same?
Like, no, they're not the same. Like, you know, and you said the speed of process. It's like, you know, what is your process for a Facebook lead that comes in from online or Zillow? And what is your process for, you know, referral? They are very different, but we all know that referrals can go dead, just like, you know, a Zillow lead can go dead. Like, I've had people refer to us before and we've had to change the process in which we actually effectively communicate our message. So like you said, that speed to process needs to be different, but that's kind of like frequency for me is tied directly into intention. So like, you know, recording that voice note video, recording that image, finding different ways to effectively communicate. I think you need to have that systematic approach or that systematic process. Like maybe it's changing the way that you communicate. Maybe it's asking them a different question. A lot of follow-up comes down to sales skills and it comes down to your ability to be intentional with how you follow up. versus the standard just checking in. Because everyone says, hey, I'm just checking in with you. It's like being more intentional with the follow-up. Maybe it's email one time, text message one time. It can be Zoom one time. It can be Loom one time. Just finding different ways to get those touch points in. But the big thing I would say is just being consistent.
I think with the intentionality, for agents to consider, like, I can give you one thing that will improve your sales skills in a second. And that is, going along with what Cody's saying with the intentionality, is just simply, what is the next step that you're intending to have? So when you have that framework in your mind, when you're just like, well, what's the next thing I want to happen? And if the next thing I want to happen is to have a phone call, why don't we just jump on a phone call real quick? And then that way we can discuss really what's going on in the marketplace and allow for you to understand. Oh, by the way, that was Cody's framework, not mine, right? So like just understanding what is the next step that you're looking for in the sale. And then when you have that intentionality, now you're going to be able to increase your results, because if you're not clear on what the next step is, then, hey, I'm just checking in. And then, you just checked in and there's nothing now. Right. And so if you want to improve your sales skills, just simply have a clarity on what the next step is and then have an intention to make that happen. Would you agree with that, Cody?
100% I would agree with that. You know, I think you echoed that perfectly. It's that understanding, like for me, if I've never met with the person in person, my intention is always going to be get the in-person meeting.
Sure.
Or get the Zoom meeting. Like that should be like, you know, if it's a brand new lead from Zillow, it's like, I need to meet with them in person to educate them on what's happening in the market today. I should be trying to set at least 1 to 2 in-person meetings a day. You know, if I can do that, if I could focus on the morning on setting the appointment, in the afternoon be around like actually sitting down with at least one person a day, you know, you'll dramatically see your business increase, because, you know, you're creating more face-to-face meetings and you're actually building relationships, because relationships, we know this, we go to live events, we see people, there's just something different about going to a live event and seeing people face-to-face. And we know this, if I can get in Mr. Jones's kitchen or in his living room to have that belly-to-belly conversation, I just know I have the ability to actually build more rapport. And that's the whole reason why we say the intention allows us to actually get the in-person meeting.
By the way, Cody's an expert at paid advertising, sales, and communications. And I hope that we'll see where this goes. Well, maybe we'll end up in conflict. We'll have to throw punches at each other. But you and I both said something about Zillow. Now, let me share with the audience. Don't use Zillow. Instead, use Facebook advertising. Instead, use something that, number one, is not competing with you. And number two, is not charging you 20 times the price of what you could pay through a vendor such as Google or Facebook. Boy, I hope you agree with me on that, Cody.
Yeah, I do. I know.
With hesitation, he says.
Hesitation. Like, you know, because I have to be true to me. I think that, you know, Zillow definitely works. I don't think it should be your only lead source.
Okay.
I think if I look at some of the top producing teams across the country, they generally have 5 lead sources. So maybe Zillow is one of your lead sources if you're building a team. Maybe like, everything works. It just all takes time, skill, and volume. So Facebook, for a lot of people, can have difficulty converting Facebook leads. I would say find the system that is working for you and then build on it. Like I'm with you on build your own database. I'm 100% with you on that. I don't think you should be solely reliant on Zillow, because if Zillow pulls the plug from you, you're screwed. Yeah, exactly.
Why would a real estate brokerage not pull the plug on you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And eventually, like, you know, that's how they make their money. So who knows? I would invest your money in building a database and building your own private, like, Zillow portal. Because that's essentially all Zillow does. They're just selling your traffic back to you and putting people on an IDX search, but they have brand reputation in the market. The consumers trust Zillow because they're very well known. Now, it's different in Canada. Like, there really isn't Zillow in Canada. Like, they have realtor.com. Zillow it's not really big in Canada. So wherever you're like watching this video, I'm not a huge fan of Zillow. I'm not advocating for them. I just know some of these larger teams do deals through Zillow. So I don't want to say don't, like, if it works for you, my thing is always more power to you. Like, you do you. I just know that long-term wise, like, I can buy the same traffic that's eventually going to convert, because that's all Zillow is doing. They're buying the exact same traffic that we're buying they're just like sometimes further along in their buying process because they've been dripped on with all of these, like with all the homes that they're looking. Like boggles my mind is that what Zillow is creating is no different than like anyone can create that with Facebook ads or with Google ads. The only difference is they have the source and they're buying the data and then they're pushing it to you. That's all they're doing. So I think for agents, it's just be educated is what I would say. Be educated before you make a decision on what you want to do.
As we finish up here, Cody, if you were to leave us with one thought about, we talked about the follow-up system. If you could share with us one thought about best thing to do in paid advertising, sales, or communications, what would it be?
Consistency. I think time blocking it in your calendar. I think where a lot of the struggles that I see our clients make, like a lot of the clients that I see with the best results have the discipline that is needed in order to actually get the results they're looking for. Like it's like going to the gym. If you were just allocate an hour a day or 2 hours a day towards only doing follow-up, and it's like, I'm shutting off my phone and this is all I'm doing, you would have more business. It's just, we get distracted and the world happens and like, all of a sudden a dog is barking in the corner and like we're not focused on the thing. Like if you were just allocate an hour a day towards practicing, towards role playing, towards scripting, towards calling expires, like choose one thing and get really, really good at that lead source because eventually it'll become fruitful.
I love it, Cody. I love it. How can somebody get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can go to SheridanStreet.io. And that'll bring you into kind of page that kind of explains everything. Or you can follow me on Instagram. It's just at CodMay, CodMay. You know, I produce content on Instagram for real estate agents and entrepreneurs. And those are kind of the two best places to kind of reach out to me.
And is Street spelled out?
No, it's just ST. So Sheridan, ST.io. Yeah.
Okay. Sheridan, www.SheridanST.io. Cody, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And for those of you listening and watching, I also invite you to a 5-day listing challenge that I'm hosting, www.5daylistingchallenge.com. That's 5daylistingchallenge.com. I'll show you the exact steps that I've taken over the last 12 months in today's market to take 79 listings. And more importantly than me taking 79 listings, or at least more important to you, not me, is how can you do the same? And I'll show you that during the 5-day listing challenge. Thank you again, Cody. God bless you. And I appreciate you sharing your nuggets today.
Awesome. Thanks,
Dan. Hate the feeling of missing out and not knowing where to start? Aside from grabbing a copy of the Real Estate Evolution, the 10-step guide to CPI, we also encourage you to join our ever-growing group, the Consistent and Predictable Income Community. Apply for membership on Facebook and visit us at nobrokemonths.com online to listen to our previous superstar interviews.
I'm a seasoned agent, but I've certainly had some months with no business and some cash flow issues. Dan's opened my eyes to a lot of things and taught me things that I just haven't been able to get anywhere else. So learning his methodologies has been really helpful to me in my life and, very importantly, in my business.